Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening. You're speaking to Peggy Imbanisi tonight. I'm the author of Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug, my best-selling book. My only one out at the moment, but I have more coming. started my radio show to help others that have lost children, as I've lost two to cystic fibrosis, lost many others during my lifetime. And I'm here to take your calls, to help you with grief, and to let you know about some of the signs that I've seen, that my family's still around me, that have passed away. And you can call in with any questions that you like, and we'll discuss, you know, what I've been through, what you've been through, and hopefully to ease you, ease your mind, and help you through some of this. So feel free to call at any time. Okay, waiting on our first callers. Like I said, I've received several signs since my children have passed. Anywhere from butterflies to lights going on and off, TVs turning on and off by themselves, my horn blowing, smell of cologne in my home. So many, many, many things have happened. And you know, I just would like you to understand that you're not alone if these things happen to you, and to be aware of these signs. So, like I said, I'm ready for call-ins anytime you're ready. Or if you're a medium, if you'd like to call in, excuse me, you can call in and talk to other people that would maybe like your help. So, or if you, we also have, excuse me, a chat room here. If you'd like to call, you know, or chat with me, that's fine. Ask questions if you don't want to actually come on the air. So you're more than welcome to do that also. I'll maybe speak about some of my other books coming up and events that will be going on. Some of the things that I'm doing right now, I started a Wish Foundation for children with cystic fibrosis and adults to grant their wishes. And along with a friend of mine in Florida, Denise, who lost her son, Willie, and also has a daughter with cystic fibrosis, but lost her son, Willie, December 2nd of last year to cystic fibrosis. And her foundation is called the Willie's Wish Foundation. Mine is CF Wishes Come True, in memory of both my children, Megan, Marcus, and Isi. And we're helping people all over the country to grant their wishes. Unfortunately, you know, there are other groups like Make-A-Wish out there, which is, they're lovely and they do great things. But right now with their guidelines, they are, you know, making wishes when kids are and adults are in late stage cystic fibrosis, where they really can't enjoy it. And some of the wishes that Denise has followed through with so far, the foundation just been out maybe a month or so, with Willie's Wish. She has driven from Florida with her husband, Bill, and brought a German Shepherd puppy to a girl in Pennsylvania. The girl, still one of her main wishes was to get a car. She has two handicapped parents, besides her having cystic fibrosis, and needs something big enough to put a wheelchair in to take her, you know, father back and forth to the doctor. So we're working on that right now, trying to get a van or a small SUV, you know, even if it's secondhand in good condition. We just granted wishes for a guy named Chad, who's at late stage cystic fibrosis, who happens to be celebrating his 21st birthday on January 22nd. And happy birthday, Chad, from me. And he is not getting his transplants. He decided he did not want a transplant. But we got together, and we've sent hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands at this point cards to him. That was his wish. And also to meet with the Red Wings hockey team. And that was arranged by Denise this week, and he did this. And with the help of my niece, Melissa M., who teaches at a local school here, and her brother, David M., who works for Verizon, They got together and had cards made for them, for Chad, through their, you know, workplace and friends. And also David arranged for a special gift coming from another team for Chad that I don't know if Chad's received it yet, but I'm be willing to, would love to hear his story when he gets it. So anyhow, like I said, the lines are open if you want to call in. That'd be great. And ask questions, you know. We can discuss my book or, like I said, signs that you've seen or heard or felt, or if you felt uncomfortable about something and said, well, maybe I'm crazy. You know, this isn't really happening after losing a loved one. Don't doubt yourself on that. I did for the longest time, you know. I think signs are sent to comfort, to let us know that there's more than this life. Definitely. I've received, like I said, so many signs from my family. It's just to the point where in the beginning, of course, I thought, like, okay, I'm going off the deep end. But I realized as time going on that they were signs from my family. I lost my oldest and only daughter, Meg Anisi, on May 12, 2002, on Mother's Day. She was the mother of two children, beautiful children, Amber and Christopher. They were 4 and 7 when she passed. And I lost my youngest son, Marcus. He just turned 22 in November before he had passed. We're coming up on the 3-year anniversary, which is February 2nd. This year, and on his birthday, November 30th, and on February 2nd every year, we get together, his car buddies, his Honda buddies. Mark's logo was Eleanor, the Honda kid, and we get together and doing good things for other people. We're selling stickers in his name, and if you live in my area, the New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area, you see his stickers on all of our cars representing him and what he did. And he, at the November get-together, we got together at the Harbor. My friend Jackie owns it. It's a manager at the Harbor at Charles Point in Peekskill, New York. And we had most of our events there. I had my first book signing for my book, Rainbows and Butterflies, One Less Hug, last year, February 2nd, on the second anniversary of Mark's passing. And Jackie is a wonderful woman. She opens up the restaurant, does a wonderful buffet, and puts on a great show there and helps with many, many, many fundraisers. So I'd like to put a little plug in for Jackie and her crew. And hoping to be there on February 2nd, but haven't talked to her yet about that one. I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. She has 4 parking lots that the kids try to fill with their Hondas and in memory of Mark. And, you know, we, in November for the, we do a fundraising event, Toys for Tots, for sick children in the hospitals. Been there, done that. I spent many holidays in the hospital with my children over the years. It's a sad time. It's a sad time for everyone. And a lot of times there wasn't enough money to get the gifts they liked or get anything. You know, I mean, we always managed to do something, but I at times needed help through others to get my kids the things they wanted or something at least. And so I've tried to turn lemons into lemonade, though my human side, of course, misses my children. I know they're in heaven. I know by the signs that they're okay. Okay, that helps me through this. But I also know that we all have a calling in life. And I feel that my calling is right now, I should also mention I have multiple sclerosis. I'm 60 years old. And I have episodes up and down, but I can function pretty well. So, like I said, we started the CF Wish Foundations in Florida and up here in New York. And we also, I do my annual fundraiser on Mark's birthday and, you know, presenting toys for kids at the hospital. And, you know, writing my books, hoping to ease the pain of some other grieving parents. I mean, who would know better than a woman who's lost two? I trying to make the best of a bad situation, I guess I should say. And I'm sorry, a little nervous, my first show, so I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I've had a lot of people turn to me since this all happened that were grieving, that, you know, the first thing other people say to you is, oh, how strong you are. Well, unfortunately, it's not even a matter of strength. It's a matter of do or die. I mean, I could either have taken my own life, that was one choice, which of course I wouldn't, or went on. And the best way to go on would be to help other families with this illness, because I've been there and I know their needs. I know the needs of, like, when they're at the hospital, for instance, and I'll give you an example. One time in this New York City where my son was, most of the time at Presbyterian Hospital, it was $34 per day to park my car. My car I bought, I think, for like $500 at the time. By the time he got out of the hospital that time, I had to pay more than what the car was worth to get it out of the parking garage. These are some of the things we're going to be helping with our foundations. There were times at the hospital for weeks, sometimes months at a time, I couldn't leave the city when I didn't have a car. And I had to eat. And there were times you didn't eat, you know, you had to stay there. And so these are some of the things that I know that these people need, and our foundations will be reaching out and helping them with that. And, you know, I'm hoping that between this radio show and my books and public speaking events and Facebook and social other social networks, I'm going to make people understand that. I don't see any callers yet, so I guess maybe we'll go on to another subject. Grieving parents. I'm still, of course, a grieving parent. Once you've lost a child, me, like I said, I've lost two. There's certain things that you don't say to us. I know many people mean well by what they say. Some don't say anything. Some ignore you. Others say things that they know nothing about. Some of the things I'd like to say is that when someone's lost a child, there is no time limit on this. You know, a parent's grief is forever until the day we're taken home, and I believe that we do go home. I have a lot of faith in the Lord. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not preaching to people, whether, you know, you are Christian, Jewish, Buddha, you know, honor the Buddhas or whatever. We all have a faith, you know, but I believe there's a being there that I happen to call him God, you know. Hit me for that one, you know, but that's what I call him. And I believe that we all come here with a job to do. And some of us have a tougher job than others. I think losing two of my children was probably the toughest thing I've ever been through in my life, the hardest thing I know I've ever been through. Like I write in my books, and I yap about all the time on Facebook. You know, I've lost many of the parents, a brother and sister to cancer, the aunts and uncles, the grandparents and friends. But I have to say, losing children is a whole different experience. The feeling is so very different. How do I explain it? It's like half of your heart's ripped out. You know, you other people go on. You have your friends that have their children, and they go on with the holidays and the birthdays and the graduations and the weddings. Everything stops when you lose children. Whether it be stillborn, you know, a child would be stillborn, or cystic fibrosis, suicide, drug overdose. The bottom line is that the loss is the same. The loss is the same. I mean, gone is gone, and it's someone that grew inside of you for 9 months, like you know, and is part of your every bit of you as a person. You know, in my case, my son Mark had just turned 22. Meg, my daughter, was almost 29. I had all those years of memories. I watched my son take his first breath, and I watched my son take his last breath. That is the worst thing that I think a parent could ever say. You know, there were dreams in between. There were dreams after, and the dreams for them after never were going to happen again. And that's the part I think gets to us most. You have friends telling you, you know, come on, come over, come visit, you know. But, you know, it's very difficult for a grieving parent to do this when, you know, we don't want you to lose your children, of course, but it's hard for us to be around other families that have not experienced this, that have their children, that get to celebrate all these events that we no longer will. It's difficult. It's difficult. I've had many question me thinking that, you know, she's hiding away, or she doesn't like me anymore, or she's not my friend anymore. Now, you have to, like everything in life, some of my poetry I write, there's a season for everything. And my seasons had to come when I felt they were right. In the beginning of mother's grief, I mean, you go through, or mother, father, or mother or father, I should say. You go through the initial shock. I've had people say to me that, you know, you were prepared. You knew that your children had cystic fibrosis. You knew what the chances were. Let me tell you something, my friends. You're never prepared for this. Never. With my son, we had him on transplant list. I was hoping and building him up and telling him that we're going to do this and being his cheerleader, and never gave up hope for one minute. Even though as sick as he got, and he was much sicker than my daughter, because he also, besides, they both needed a double lung transplant, Mark needed a liver transplant. And I have to say, I had a home care business for years and took care of the elderly. I've seen a lot of sickness. I've seen a lot of bad things. Watching my youngest son die of double lung issues and the liver had to be the worst, the most cruel death that I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen pretty cruel deaths in my life. You know, I lost a brother to pancreatic cancer and a sister to lymphoma, and another child, like I said, to cystic fibrosis. And it was cruel. It was absolutely cruel. And just the images that come back is just, I can't even believe he fought it with his little body. He was 22 years old, but less than 100 pounds most times, you know. People have said to me over the years, like, well, you know, things like, well, you know, like, you expected it, you knew it, you know. No, it doesn't work, you know, and this is one of the reasons I'm glad I have the show, to explain this to others. I can write about it in books. I can write about it. I can talk to you about it. But unless you really hear it firsthand, you really don't get it, or actually were around me to see it. It was, especially cystic fibrosis, I can't speak for all other childhood illnesses like cancer, because I've never experienced that. And but cystic fibrosis is a very cruel, cruel illness. It takes the soul. The lungs are involved. With my son's case, the liver was involved. Most of them developed diabetes. They have sinus issues. They can't be around other people's with a cold. A cold can kill them because of the lung issues. There's so many things involved with it. It was day and night. I mean, handfuls of pills just to digest. They didn't digest their poops the way you or I would do that. They had to take pills to digest because they didn't, you know, weren't able to break down fat, so they had to take a pill. I don't know what they call it now. I think back then it was Creon and Codeine, blah, 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 all different names. But it was actually the pills were made from the gut of a pig because they say they're close to a human's body, you know, and help them digest their food so they could gain weight. Some other things that are involved. I mean, they have to take vitamins. They don't, because they don't absorb the nutrients when they do eat. Even with the enzymes, at times they need the extra vitamins. So they were on super, super duper vitamins, you know, mostly AD. Actually, one of the vitamins was called ADX, ADEK. The ADs, the E and the Ks weren't absorbed, you know. Like I said, they were more prone to infections and prone to so, so many things. But anyhow, we're going to get back to that. I see I have a caller on the line I'm going to get to. And like I said, call in. I could put you on hold for a little bit. Just hold on. And I'm going to take this caller, and we'll discuss anything you'd like to talk about. and of course, about, you know, whether it's grief or cystic fibrosis or my books or whatever you'd like to talk about. Okay, hold on, please, because I got to figure out how to do this. Hold on. Hello, caller.
Oh, hey.
Hello. Hey, who am I speaking with?
Wanda. I was just listening, but I didn't plan on speaking, but I read the show's title about if you've ever seen anybody that's passed over. I have.
Yeah, can I have your name first?
Oh, Wanda.
Oh, Wanda. Hi, Wanda. How are you?
Good.
And where, Wanda, where are you located?
Alabama.
Alabama, okay. Go ahead. Let's hear your story. I'd love to hear it.
I had a friend that died in a car wreck back in the 90s. And I constantly dreamed about him, you know, like wrecking the car and stuff. And then one night he came to the side of the bed and shook me awake and thanked me for praying for him and told me he was okay. After that, I never worried about him again.
How did you feel?
I felt relieved. I felt like he was okay. I didn't have to worry and grieve about him anymore.
How long after, Wanda, did he, after he passed, did he
About 3 months. About 3 months.
That's terrific. That's terrific.
Right.
That's some of the things we discussed here, because I don't know if you know about me. My name is Peggy Amanisi, and I've written the book Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug, a bestseller since it came out last year ago on Amazon. And I'm not new to grief. I've lost both parents, brother, sister, and two of my children, my husband, many more, in a short amount of time. My children both died of cystic fibrosis while they were 22 and 28. And I got into this and now started the radio show and writing my books because of all the signs they sent me and trying to help other people, especially parents that have lost children with grief or, you know, anybody that's lost. Because we're all going to lose someone, whether it be, like you said, your friend in a car accident or to sickness or to whatever. You know, none of us want to face our own mortality, let alone our loved ones, you know. But
exactly.
I think it's important. One of the reasons I started the show is because I kind of feel like the poster girl, considering all I've lost in such a short time. And, you know, parents' grief is the worst. You know, experience it all, like I said, losing my own parents and siblings, but losing children is the worst. None are good at all. But I want to give hope and bring hope to other people by the signs they send that there's more to life than what we see here. How do you feel about that since your experience?
Well, that experience is in the 90s, and since then I've lost both my parents and two brothers died this year, 28 days apart.
Really?
And I got a sister in that.
Oh, I'm so
really
sorry,
traumatic.
Sound like me.
Right, and then I got a sister right now that she basically died back about 2 weeks ago in the doctor's office. And the doctor asked her husband if she got a DNR. He goes, I don't know. I guess I don't know means go, and he revived her. Now she's in the nursing home stroke, but she's not eating, so we don't know. So if she were to go, to be three, two brothers.
How old of
a
woman is your sister?
She's 60.
How old is she? She's 60. She's my age. She's young.
Yeah.
She's young.
Exactly.
Yep,
and,
definitely.
You know, and the other brothers were like 51, 52, well, 50, sorry, but too early to go. And,
definitely.
And
I'm
grateful I've not lost a kid. It's painful. Each way it goes, but I don't know how I can handle it with a kid, to be honest with you.
Well, it's the worst, and I've got hit with it twice. I had four children. I have two that weren't born with cystic fibrosis. I don't know if you know anything about CF, but it's a genetic illness. It's another reason for my radio show, to teach others about a little bit about the genetics. I had worked for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation for many years when my daughter was diagnosed, and just make you laugh, but God always gave me a big mouth, so I figured I'd use it and got people back in the 70s to understand what cystic fibrosis was. Because, you know, what do they say, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, you know? And you know, and I knew the possibilities of losing and also of having other children with it. At that point, I had just my oldest, my only daughter and my older son, who they were a year and a half apart, and he had to be tested, and he didn't have it. And I ended up having a third child years later, that there was always a chance. And, you know, I was married for many years, and because of it, yeah, I didn't intentionally, you know, get pregnant again, but it happened, and I had him, and he was fine. And then seven more years went by. Well, my boys are 7 years apart, by the way. And my last child was born with it also, and he passed. It'll February 2nd. It'll be 3 years. So
my brother died February the 2nd.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you believe, let me tell you something, because I'm going to discuss something on the show. I was originally going to do just a half an hour show tonight, but I've had a lot of friends contact me today. I don't know where the heck they are because nobody's calling but you, but we'll talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the signs. Something happened even today while I was talking with one of my reps at my show today, and which I will be discussing tonight on radio. There is no such thing as coincidence, and I want people to believe that. Everything is planned. Everything happens for a reason. You know, I'm not a psychologist. I did home care nursing, had a business for many years, seen a lot, School of Hard Knocks, the whole nine, did take a, you know, nursing school program, what have you, when I was younger. And I've seen, you know, a lot over the years. So it's kind of like the, like I said, School of Hard Knocks that I've seen things. And, you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a guru. I'm not, you know, I'm just a human being. But having had all these experiences happen, I have learned that there is no coincidence, okay? Things happen for a reason. I still don't understand them. My new favorite saying is I'm trying to make lemonade out of lemons, okay? Trying to take some positive with goals after losing my children. And because who would know better how to help them than or other parents than someone who's been there, done that, especially twice, you know? I know their needs, right, what have you. But to get back what you're saying, your brother, you said, passed on February 2nd.
Yeah, this 2013. He'll be gone a year. I think
just
he
a year.
Murdered,
well,
but you can't prove it.
Really? Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of that, too, with some of the groups that I've been dealing, because I deal with a lot of grieving groups. But the thing was, and we will be having, I have quite a few friends that are mediums. I have my own abilities that I've been quite about since I was 9 years old. Close friends kind of knew it, that I had abilities. I'm developing with other mediums now. I have been reading some people. I didn't want it to get out there because until my books are all done, because that is my calling right now. I have a lot of calling and started a foundation with another friend in Florida, Denise, who's also lost a child to CF. And so there's other goals that are more important to me at this point, but I will have mediums, other mediums, coming on the show with me, too, if you want a reading, you know, free reading. And but what I wanted, and like you said, you think your brother has been murdered. Have you ever seen a medium before, or have you ever talked to anybody? Or
yeah.
Or what is your beliefs? I mean, I'm sorry?
Yeah. But they don't come out and say everything, you know, not completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to say.
Right. Well, you know, there's different forms. There's mediums that are contacted by the spirit world, and there are psychics. There's different people. Some can see the future. Some can see both, you know, the ones that have passed. Others can just, like, kind of predict things, you know. I'm not really into that so much as I am to comforting others that have lost mostly, like I said, children, but, you know, anybody can call me, whether you've lost a child or not. A loss is a loss. I mean, we all feel that pain. But what I wanted to get back with you, there's not a coincidence, and you'll understand that maybe a little more when I talk about a story that happened to me today. It was kind of funny. Not really funny, but kind of like a coincidence, but too much. You know, these are some of the things that happen. But it's not a coincidence that you called me and that your brother and my son both died on February 2nd. To me, that was a sign from your brother, and this is how I interpret it, for a sign from your brother letting you know, okay, you were supposed to call me today. That was a sign letting you know that he's around you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Well, considering that I didn't push one to get in the queue, I was just listening. You just came and got me.
I'm sorry?
I didn't push one.
Oh, you didn't push one.
I didn't press one.
Okay.
I just called it to listen, and you come and got me out of the queue, but I didn't push one to get in the queue to talk. I was listening.
Oh, really? Can you hear yourself on radio?
Excuse me?
Can you hear yourself on the radio?
No, I don't hear myself on the radio. I mean,
I'm
listening to you, but I'm not hearing. I'm not in the chat room. I just
I'm going to hit some, because like I said, I'm new to this, and they have me on a switchboard, and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm great for advice. I'm great for that, but some of the technology, I'm not the greatest. And like I said, I am new to this, so I'm hoping we are. I would hoping others would hear us. I wish somebody would call in and say if they do. So, you know, I don't know. This is what they told me today. They have to hit one to be contacted. I saw your name come up, and I, you know, hit a button. I'm going to hit another button. If I lose you, call me back, okay?
Okay.
Because I would like to discuss this a little more with you. If you don't mind, do you have some time, or?
Yeah, I got time. I'd like to start calling to listen anyways.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please. Okay. I'm checking my buttons out, people. Bear with me. Most of you out there that know me, you know I'm a little bit of a blonde at times. Okay. I guess we're on because it's, you know, when I'm pointing to the button, it's saying that we are. Okay. All right. And I just want to mention, while I have Wanda on hold here, on the show, that we do have a chat room if you would like to just chat and not be on the air, and I can answer some questions if you'd like, or you can vent, which I think is the most important thing, especially when you lose children, the venting. You know, I a lot of people have walked away from me because of my venting, or it's like, oh, God, is she ever going to get over this? No, hell no. You don't get over it. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. Wanda, how old was your brother when he passed, may I ask?
He was 52.
52? Okay, still young. And what makes you think he was murdered, or do you have any idea, or was it just a feeling you had? Or?
Because he didn't take drugs. He only drank alcohol, and this guy that had came to his house, I believe put something in his drink. And anyways, in his billfold, he had money, and his billfold was out of his pocket and fell underneath the table empty. And,
really?
So
he was robbed. He was robbed.
He was robbed. I don't think it was intentional. I think they just tried to knock him out because they knew he just drank alcohol. He was going to church with friends the next day. Well, he went to church. He was going with another guy to church, and the guy tried to get him up, and he couldn't. And then the guy that supposedly... I think that done it supposedly found him and called the police. And
really? And
the guy was a known guy to break. He'd been arrested like 5 or 6 times for a robbery, breaking people's houses.
Really? Well, you don't have to be a medium or a psychic or a rocket scientist to figure that one out, I guess, huh?
No. Go ahead, sorry.
Did the police stay involved with the case? Or, like I said, I'm not an expert on any of this. I mean, it's just we're talking. I mean, it may help you just to vent because obviously it's still bothering you what really happened to him. What was his name?
I had to push to get the autopsy done, and then took a while. And then when the DA got it, she goes, well, your brother might have went to the doctor's office, got his own. It wasn't even a lot of pills, period. It's like one pill or 1 or 2 pills. And I knew he didn't take them because he worked for the government. He cannot take a field of tests. He was just going to work for another contract. He was never got hired, and he's never, he's never liked drugs. I couldn't even take a Tylenol.
Really?
Or,
really?
My dad
that
was the
like
same
me.
Way.
Yeah, I'm that way, too. Yeah.
You couldn't prove that he did not, and that's what she was saying, that, you know, you can't prove that he didn't take it on his own. And I said, well, I'm certain he didn't, but you can't prove it.
Right. So they just let it go.
Found him, been arrested like 5 times for breaking in people's houses. Called,
really?
Walking out with David, yeah. The guy, he was a known meth head that was constantly robbing people.
Now, they close the case? And what did they say he died of?
Accidental overdose.
And they said he died of an overdose.
Accidental.
Was there an autopsy or?
Yeah.
And where did they get that from then?
They said that what they found is, I knew he drank beer. He drank beer.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they found like one Xanax and one other type of nerve pill. I don't know the other name of it. It was like two nerve pills in his system. And I'm telling the DA, he doesn't take pills. He doesn't like pills.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said, well, maybe.
Do you think somebody forced it?
I think they put it in his drink.
Yeah.
I think it was dropped in his drink and he didn't know it because he drank it. Cause it was
like I said, I'm not in authority on this, but it sounds like you may have, you need closure. Am I right?
No. I'm okay with it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't undo nothing and you can't make something. And
no, you can't, but I think, that somebody did this to him, that they should be prosecuted. And that I don't think, like I said, I may get in trouble with law enforcement here. But I'm a go-getter, okay? And it ain't over till it's over, okay? I may let things go for a while, but when push comes to shove, I'm just one of those people that would like to know what the heck's going on. Oh, by the way, let me just stop you one second. I would like to say I see somebody on here by the name of I may be saying wrong, Tariana. She says, I can hear you, and you're doing great. I just want to give her a shout-out. Thank you. Thank you very much, now that I know that we're on the air. So you just want to drop it at this point, or just because obviously you've moved on and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You say it doesn't bother you, but obviously when we talk about it, maybe subconsciously it's still bothering you.
Like I found, when in the house, I found this guy that found him. I found his medicines in there. One of them I brought home is Flexeril, the same thing as Flexeril. I mean, this guy's medicine was in the house. And I'm like, who's this? And I said, my brother doesn't take pills, but it was laid out. The guy's pills are laid out everywhere. And I grabbed that one up. I just picked it up to look at it because I still have it.
So what you're saying, basically, the police is looking at this death like accidental overdose or overdose, and the hell with that. There was no money left in his pocket then, right?
Right. It's like $135, I think, that he couldn't have spent in 24 hours.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if it was me, I would, I don't know how long before they would open it or, close the case or whatever. But if you've got a gut, telling you that something's not right here, maybe you should pursue it. You said 1992, right?
No. This happened in this year. I mean, 2013.
Oh, wait a minute. He just passed. I'm sorry. Where the heck am I getting 1992 from?
Huh. My friend passed in 1992.
Okay, that's what you were taught. See, I do remember things, not always in the right order, but I do remember. So I am listening to you.
Now, I did dream of him. I did dream of my brother and that friend that passed. And in the dream, I was trying to convey that I cared about him and all that and trying to talk to him. This happened about 2 weeks ago. And they're like saying, yeah, but they got to go. And I could not get any information out of them.
Okay, who had to go? Was it just your brother in the dream or your friend was in it too?
It was my brother and my friend was both in a dream. And I was trying to ask them questions.
Your friend that you lost in 92?
Yeah, they were
the
together
in
a dream back about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was trying to
get
information of where they're going, but they wouldn't tell me. They just said they had to go. And they were going off to do their work wherever they're at. Whatever work they do.
Sorry, I didn't understand. They didn't want?
They were off to go do their work, but they wouldn't tell me what their work was.
What, in heaven?
They were going back to wherever they were at. I knew they were dead in the dream. I was trying to figure out where they were going because I knew they were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of people, I talk about this in a lot of my, grieving sites. I belong to grieving sites myself, and I try to console other people, and I have my own on Facebook and what have you. But, what I've learned from my own grief and what I've seen and by the signs that have been sent to me, everybody thinks that, you know, growing up, we're floating on clouds and playing harps and not doing anything. Not like that. Not like that at all. You're basically doing the same on the other side that you did here without a body, however they do it. You know, they work, they have jobs, they have things to do. I don't know all the details, but from what I've been told by other mediums and things that I know from my own experiences with how people have come to me, that they got jobs to do, you know. And we're not supposed to know everything, but I have a feeling if he's coming to you, I mean, were you asking him to come to you in a dream, or what were you feeling?
No, I just dreamt of him.
You just dreamt of him. It just happened out of the blue.
Yeah.
Well, most dreams are messages. You know, I'm going to sum this up because I do have another caller. But most dreams are messages. You know, the way you can differentiate between a dream and an actual coming to you in your dreams is, you know, if it's something stupid and scary and whatever, it's a dream, okay? It's just your subconscious doing whatever it does, the brain doing whatever it does. But if it feels very real to you and you feel that there's a message there, from what I've learned, that then it's a message. So maybe he was telling you, go for it, okay? I'm going to get this next caller,
Wanda. Is there
Jeff
or Jeffrey around you right quick?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
That's how kind of one of the ways I say. Yes, what about that? Tell me about that.
I just got the name Jeff or Jeffrey around you, and I don't know who it is.
I actually have three of them. My husband's cousin who lives close by. I have a next-door neighbor who owns property named Jeff. And I just came out of a relationship. I won't go into that now. That'll be another show.
Okay, then it's going to be that. Okay. I don't think it's
okay. I came out of a relationship. No, his name wasn't Jeff. But I came out of a relationship 7 months ago. But I was talking to someone that I was thinking of maybe dating named Jeffrey.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I think the one that whoever's the closest to you like that would be the one.
What about him? What are you feeling about him? I want to hear this because there's one that go ahead. I would like to hear what you got to say.
Can you give me your date of birth and I can go from there?
My date of birth?
Yeah,
I'm September 7th, 53.
Okay.
Hold on, next caller. Can I just put you on hold a minute, please?
Okay,
I promise I'll get to you. I got to hear this one. Okay, can I put you on hold? Okay, if I lose you, call me back, okay?
I will.
I will get back to you. I do not want to lose you because I want to hear this one. Okay. Hold on, Wanda. Thank you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got you on hold. Okay. Next caller. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Benita. How are you?
Hi, Benita. How are you? Where are you from, Benita?
I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, my son lives in North Carolina.
Oh, really? Where?
Galveston. Do you know the town?
I don't know Galveston. Is that, where is that?
It's right out of Charlotte. You know where Charlotte is?
I'm in Charlotte. Oh, Gastonia.
Yeah, it's a neighboring town. He just moved there a few months ago. How can I help you?
I'm wanting to see if there's anyone around me that kind of hangs that would like to talk with me.
Well, like I don't know if you have you been listening to my show?
I just tuned in.
Okay, well, this is my first show, and I was just talking to another caller. And actually, I'm asking you that as a favor because I don't know if everybody's hearing me or not, but I'm hoping
so. You want me to hang on?
No, that's not a problem. No, because she's holding on anyhow. I've got her on hold, and I'm going to be getting back to her. Because she obviously she's lost somebody called in about that, but she has some abilities. I don't know her. Her name is Wanda, and I thank her for calling. And my story is I'm the author of a book called Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug, best-selling book on Amazon since a year ago December. And I've lost many, including my only daughter, my oldest child, and my youngest son, both with cystic fibrosis. And I'm trying to help others with the disease. I have a foundation going right now, Wish Foundation, writing my books, helping one-on-one with the parents and the children that are going through it and what have you. And also, I've had ability since I was 9 years old that I was scared to death of my whole life. And now I'm developing. I've done some cold readings out of the blue where, I don't know if you ever watched the show Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had a couple people call me her lately, but this is something I'm not doing for a living at the moment. Maybe after the rest of my books are finished, I have one coming out in a couple weeks, another one, and another one after that, and another one after that. So, and my wish on it, these are my priorities, but as far as my readings, and then starting my radio show, we'll be getting into more, doing free readings with some of my friends that are pretty well-known mediums. But who did you lose? Did you lose someone very recently?
I've actually lost both my parents.
Okay.
And I was trying to see if you could possibly reach my mom or dad.
I'm sorry?
I was trying to see if you could reach my mom or dad.
Oh, I see. Well, like I said, I'm new in developing my abilities. Sometimes I pick up things, sometimes I don't. Were they both sick for a very long time?
No. One was killed suddenly, and the other one was sick. He might have been
sick. The one was
sick.
Was it your mother or your father?
My dad.
Your father? Your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad. Did he have problems with the heart?
No, it was liver.
Liver. Okay. All right. What did he have? Cirrhosis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lost my son. I can share this with you. My son had cystic fibrosis. Of course, wasn't about drinking or anything. Some people get cirrhosis without even ever touching a drop. But my son's illness, he needed a double lung and liver transplant because of the illness, and my daughter didn't have liver involvement. But the cirrhosis, I will say, is the thing that killed him. It'll be 3 years February 2nd. And it was one of the most horrible deaths I've ever seen. And so I can sympathize with you on this because it's, I mean, nobody that's sick, death is easy. But I have to say cirrhosis has to be one of the worst, and most painful. And I give you my sympathy because been there, seen that. And it was horrible, horrible, absolutely horrible. Was he a drinker?
Yes.
Okay. And like I said, I'm not going to say that I can give you a reading. I mean, I only get what I get, you know, when it comes. I'm not perfected my art yet, just with some I have, you know. I'm basically my show is going to, you know, I'm going to be having other mediums that have been doing it, even though I've had the abilities since I was 9 years old. I don't feel that I'm right there yet to really be giving even though I've done many accurate readings, I'm not comfortable with it yet, you know?
Okay,
but,
sure.
No. I mean, if anything, I am understanding of the death itself with the cirrhosis. I mean, you tried to get him to stop drinking for many years, am I right?
I did.
Uh-huh. But he just wouldn't. Well, you know what? What I do feel from, what's his name, George or G, a G name? Is there a George around him, an
B.
uncle?
B.
B. Okay, who's G? Who's George? George, Jeff with a G, Greg, somebody with a G name. Did he have a friend, a drinking buddy, a father, somebody with the name G?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, a lot of times when you get a reading, because I can't really read myself, but when I've been read, people will tell me things in 6 months. I'm like, no. 6 months later, like, holy crap, holy. You know, all of a sudden it hits me like a lead balloon, you know. It's like, just, you know, whatever I do get, write it down and then call. You know, I'm not sure how often I'm going to be on radio now or you know, I mean, I'm going to be on maybe 1 or 2 days a week, at least 1 day a week, okay? And my times may be changing. It'll be in the evening. But you can always call me back and say, you know what, you're right. Or, no, I couldn't find anybody, you know? But I'm feeling somebody, I'm really feeling a George around him. Was your father into, like, antique cars?
Antique cars?
Like, older cars. Did he have an older car? Did he like renovating cars? Did he go to car shows?
You know, that's my other, that's his brother. That's my Uncle Tommy Lee.
And what's his name? His brother what, Lee?
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy, okay. Okay, that's my ex's name.
Tommy was antique.
Antique cars, yeah. I was seeing antique cars around him. Well, that's just his validation to you that, you know, I'm not picking up a lot right now. Like I said, I'm a little nervous. It's my first day on my show. And if
you're
my friends, some of my friends that are, I'm sorry?
You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. Well, if my friends are listening, many still don't know that I have these abilities, and I'm trying not to let that many know, but I guess the cat's out of the bag now. But I am seeing, whatever the fat lady has sung, you know. But I am seeing a lot of antique cars and car shows around him, and I think that's way his way of validating to you that he's around you. How do you feel about life after death, and have you seen signs, or are you comfortable with that? I mean, I've gotten caught hell this week from somebody on my Facebook because I read a lot of poetry, and I'm really into the Lord and what have you, and grew up in the church. My dad, side job, he worked for the church 50 years, and then I caught holy heck from somebody saying you shouldn't be doing, you know, talking to mediums and blah 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 blah. Well, you know what, that's my prerogative. If I feel if it's of the white light, and I do, there are bad mediums, there are good mediums, there's dark energy, there's light energy. I feel as long as what I'm doing and the people that are surrounding me are reading people and it comforts them, it's of God. You know, there were prophets in the Bible also, and I feel that these gifts do come from God. I don't think they come from Satan, though there are people I'm sure they will do this and comes from the other source, you know. But I feel if you're comfortable with it and if it makes you sleep better at night and you can go on with your life, what's the harm? What's the harm? If you got God, God is in your heart, you know. He's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but have you felt any signs from either one of your parents ever or not?
No, not really. And I keep a license or something from my dad. I keep it in my wallet, and so I'll talk to him every day. But you know,
that's another sign with the cars. Because what was the first thing I told you? Cars. You keep his license.
Cars.
His car license. Hello. That's it. That's what I'm telling you, that, you know, you'll hang up and I'll say, George, I'll say this, I'll say that. The first thing I saw with him was cars and antiques, and you're telling me about the brother, and then now you're telling me I keep his license. What has that got to do with cars?
That's true. That's
okay.
Very true.
So
I didn't make the connection.
There, that's what I'm saying. 6 months down the road, you'll say, oh, you know, aha moment, you know? Not an Oprah aha, but a Peggy aha. And it's like, okay, she mentioned cars, I keep the license, didn't, you know, see the connection there. Okay, so that's a connection. He was letting me know, and maybe because his brother wasn't the anti-cars, but now he knows that you have that license. That's why I saw the car thing. I don't think it has anything to do with your uncle. Maybe it does. Maybe a second validation. But the first thing that I felt was something to do with cars. And why do you keep his license, just to have it by you?
Yeah, actually, his brother, the one with the antique cars, he actually burnt up in a fire. And when we went
the
to
the one
go
with the antique, he burnt up. Wait a minute, go backtrack. He burnt up in a car fire?
No, my uncle Tommy.
Uh huh. Right.
He was in his home.
Uh huh.
And he had a kerosene lighter, heater, and
really?
It blew up.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I went to go see the house, you know how family members will go through the stuff?
Uh-huh.
They gave me my father's license, and that's what I carry with me every day.
Okay, well, okay, you understand now why I was seeing cars then. It all makes sense, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, because he could have told me he was showing his favorite pipe he smokes. Or his bong if he was from the 70s. I'm not kidding about that. No, I never lost my sense of humor, no matter what I've been through. Okay, you know. I don't see your father on Cheech and Chong. Okay, yeah, you know, dude. You know, but no, but that's why I picked up on the cars. Because, okay, it all connects. Your uncle was into the antique cars. You go to the house. You find your father's license. You carry it. Bingo. Cars.
Mm.
So that's his way of telling you. But Benita, is it again? I'm sorry.
It is, yes.
Okay, Benita. Yeah, sometimes I'm really bad with names because I'm blonde. You know, I'm not really out of the bottle. I own it. Okay. Really blonde. But anyhow, that was his way of validating. Yes, he's around you. He's around you. And they're always around us. You know, they really are. And don't let anybody tell you any different. I don't know if you've seen other signs. Sometimes we don't pick on it. I'm fortunate that my children send me several signs. I have, this past month, a friend of my son's passed in a car accident. This kid is driving me crazy. He's one of the few that it's literally haunting me day and night, from lights shutting on and off in my house, a touch lamp, to my TV shutting off, to my cat acting wacky, to my car horn blowing, till something happened today that I just got off the phone with one of his girlfriend's friends and told her and blew her socks off of what happened today right before the show. That really, my contact, I'll tell you real quick and I'll get into it a little more into the show. My contact for the show had the same last name as this kid that just passed away a couple weeks ago. On top of it, my contact for the show's first name was an odd name that is the girlfriend that I've been talking to's first name. So had this kid's last name, and I'm hoping, Mandy, call him, because we talked earlier, and I want you to confirm what I'm telling people, because you've seen it, because I sent her the email from my radio show today of the girl's name with the same last name as the kid and her first name. There's no coincidence. These things happen for a reason, and it's validation. But like I said, I hope I helped you with, letting you know your dad is around you. You know, like I said, mostly my show is to comfort others, to let others know about cystic fibrosis, to get other people involved in our foundations, to help these dying children get their wishes when they're still in a good stage, because there's Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is wonderful, granted my both children's wishes, but they were still healthy enough. Unfortunately, their guidelines now, by no fault of their own, everybody's got guidelines, but they're waiting to late stage where these kids can't enjoy it. So that's why my friend Denise in Florida with Willie's Wish Foundation and my foundation, even though it's a different name in memory of my children, called CF Wishes Come True. I'm in New York. She's in Florida. But Denise and her friend Lori, who also lost a son to CF, both still have daughters with it. I had a son and daughter with it, but mine are both gone from here, but always around. I have many jobs that the Lord has handed to me now, you know. And, and validating to, like, for someone like you right now, you know, in a roundabout way. My medium work will come later, okay, because I'm still developing and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not Teresa Caputo and I'm not Sylvia Brown, even though I sound like her, you know. Some people say I look like her. Thanks
you
a lot, pal.
Sound like,
you know,
Sylvia,
that's right. I wanted to grow up to look like Sylvia Brown, right? You know, not. But my validation to you was the car. So that, I hope I comforted you by that, because the license and your uncle, and it all fits, doesn't it?
It
is
does.
There anything,
it does all fit.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would, if I feel it, I feel it. If I don't, I can't tell you, you know? But anything else that you want to ask or, you know, tell me?
Not unless you can tell me if I'm going to have a significant other in the next... Or if I'm going to move.
Well, girlfriend, if you do, and if he's cute, and if he's got a brother, I'm looking too.
Okay, I'll call
they
you.
They got to, wait, but they have to have a nice pension. Let me put it from my past, a nice pension or be working. That's all I'm going to say. I don't need their money, but they ain't getting none of mine that I don't have anyhow, okay?
Okay, I got you. I'm in the same boat with you.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when people say your ship's come in, I think mine went down with the Titanic. It's an old ship, you know. But anyhow, I hope you stay on and listen to the rest of the show. I will be in the, and you know what? I'm loving this because I was a wreck. I believe it or not, I've done radio shows with work over the years. You know, not my own, but been asked on. I've done TV. I was on Regis Philbin's show in the 80s with my daughter, with my work with the foundation. But this is my show, and this is all new to me, you know, so this is my baby. And I was scared to death. I'm like, what the heck's wrong with me? And I've been through this, you know. But, you know, you've made me comfortable and loosen up, you know, and thank you for that. And thank your father. And we got to find out who the heck George or somebody with that G name. I want you to call me back on one of my other shows. I'll be posting it. I'm also on Facebook, many pages. Actually, one of them, I do read angel cards also. I'm an angel. I don't do the tarot. I believe in angels, and they're always around us. And but I have many pages, but I'm under Peggy S. Emanisi. Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Okay,
but
if you want to Facebook
Carter.
Me, and I'll send you some of my pages and some of my work, and you can see some of my poetry. That's my next book going out in a couple weeks, and it's for grieving, mostly for grieving people. And some of them I call my tell-off poems. You know, because people that have lost kids really need to tell people off at times, because we don't want to hear their thoughts unless they've been there, because you don't know what we're feeling. You know, you don't, we don't move on. You know, I've lost, like you, I've lost both parents. I lost a brother and sister. I lost my husband. I lost my husband's son and father-in-law all within 9 months, less than 3 years ago. And many more since then. And then 3 months after that, my sister-in-law, 44 years. But that's neither here nor there. But I'm going to tell you, I've been through the grandparent grief, the parent grief, the sibling grief. There ain't no grief like loss of a child. That's a whole different category. And if I hear one more person tell me move on, yes, I've moved on to a point, but that my heart has been ripped out, okay? And my human heart, let me put it that way. My soul is always going to be connected. Our souls are always connected. But... with a child, I still, you know, I made a poem the other day for a reason. I'm not going to go into it because usually, I mean, people get my, I think they get my drift. Some think I'm off the friggin' hook, you know. Oh, she's ready for the padded room. Honey, I would have been there a long time ago, girlfriend. Let me tell you. No, it's like I'm basically telling everybody where to go, you know.
Yeah.
Trying
yeah.
to get a point across, you know. It's like, get over it, you know. I'm not going to get over it, that I'm never going to be over it. I've even had family say it to me. And some very, very close family that have ripped my heart out. And, well, that's fine if you can go on with your life. But you know what? I'm never going to have my two sons that are healthy and alive, who I love dearly, one in North Carolina and one at home still, which I wish would leave. Okay, go somewhere, get a job, type of deal, you know. He will.
Yeah.
He will. We're working on this, okay? But no, and one of the poems that are not my poems, but one of the things I recently put on was about which one of your children would you trade in? Don't tell me because I have my other children, I'm supposed to forget the two I had for 22 and almost 29 years. You cannot trade one for another. They were all different personalities. They've all given me different memories. They've all given me different feelings. So basically my work is to tell people to shut up, you know, don't offer advice. The best things you can tell a grieving parent, I know this has got nothing to do with you, is to just say, I'm sorry, and just be there and listen.
Yeah,
and listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't offer advice. I think that's with any death, you know. I think it with any death. I mean, I'm sorry is good enough. I mean, I got slammed one right after the other. I didn't have time to breathe. And then I was a victim a year ago to Hurricane Sandy and had to leave my house for 6 months. And I'm still not, I'm back home, but I still have no living room. Okay,
oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, God, how much more are you going to do? And then last week, I'm in New York, 30 miles north of New York City, and my furnace went the coldest day of the year, below zero temperatures, and I have multiple sclerosis. I have MS. My kids have cystic fibrosis, 60 years old, and I'm thinking, I'm going to freeze to death. So I was 1 week without heat till the new furnace got put in. So I think I've passed some of these tests. Yeah, yeah, and it's not, I'm not getting out the little violin, the big violin, and I'm not going to be Debbie Downer. It's reality, what I tell people. What I go through is not going into a bar. It's like, because there's a lot of whiners that just whine about stupid stuff. If I talked to, when I used to go to bars, it was real, but nobody wants to hear it, you know? I'm just trying to teach people now that this is reality. This is my life. Could you do it? Could you have lost two of your children? Could you have lost, you know, the amount of people that I lost and the amount of time I've lost and dealt with your own illness, a sick person taking care of sick people? My husband and son alone died 9 months apart, both in the hospital at the same time. My husband and I had been separated but married almost 40 years. were together many of those years and had four children. Okay, and I had both of them dying at the same time. And in between, my father-in-law decides to die between them, you know? So it's like, so don't, you know, give me your advice. You know, I'm not telling you, but people out there don't want to hear it, okay? Don't want to hear it. Unless you've been there, you have no clue, you know? But anyhow, sweetheart, feel free. I'm going to get back to my other caller because she actually, you should tune in because she just shocked me because she had just lost people close to her. And she's reading me now, so this should be interesting.
I was listening to that,
Oh, you could hear her?
Yeah, I could hear her.
You could. Okay, I wanted to make sure that people are hearing me. That's why I asked you if I wasn't sure because I'm playing operator on these buttons here. Like, you know, I don't know if you remember the show Laughing, Wondering, Eating. I'm feeling like Lily Tomlin right now, you know? You know? Well, okay, I'm doing it right. So if you'd like to hold and maybe get back or think of any more questions, I can always get back to you if you want to hold on.
Okay.
Okay, thanks
Thank
for calling.
You.
Okay, I'm going to put
Good
you
luck.
On hold, sweetie. Okay, thank you, and feel free to call in. Bye-bye. Wanda, I'm getting back to you.
Oh.
Wanda?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear us?
I heard you. You could have, you know, you said George. You could be picking up Georgia, the state. Or, you know,
I'm sorry?
You could have. Well, usually when I get, like, a name, George or something like that, if it's not George, I'll think it's Georgia. She could have a connection to Georgia. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could be.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I could. She's on hold, and I heard my reading. I never know if I'm going to get a reading or I'm going to be able to read. I'm getting pretty good at this, you know? And, but I did see the car thing, and you heard that. I was like, no. He wasn't into Auntie, but, you know, you heard it. So, I mean, that's a pretty good validation, you think, you know?
Do you have, like, I don't have this, but some people put, like a talisman or cross on their rear view mirror. Do you carry one of those?
Do I have a what on it, a cross?
A cross or, like, a talisman, an Indian thing for, like, protection?
I have a sun catcher. To be honest with you, I had one on a car that I almost was killed in a few years ago. Yes,
like
I did.
I happened to be,
my mother was a Chicago Indian, so I am part Indian, German and Indian.
Okay.
And I did have a sun catcher with the feathers. Yes.
Okay. So that's why I told you, it's either a cross or a talisman or something like that. I guess a talisman is like a Indian protection thing.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was a sun catcher, but it was a Indian protection thing. Yep.
Okay.
And that was
the
I haven't had that car since 2006.
Okay.
What else are you picking up?
You said that something about you were talking about a guy named Jeff. The only thing that, I mean, I don't see anything. I can't tell you the future. I'm just going to be honest with you. But the only thing I know about you is that you have a hard time letting people in. You may go that way, but then you'll find something kind of wrong with them because you do cherish your alone time.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my God.
And
I'm not one because I've always, to be honest with you, I've always had a guy waiting in the way. I was married for a long time, but we had separated, never divorced, but we had separated after almost a quarter of a century together.
Okay.
And
married,
I had many,
there was a lot of
yes,
time
for many,
you
many
to
years.
Alone. It was
the
not
what?
Because you didn't, a lot of times you like to sleep alone. Even if you're in love with somebody, it's not that you don't love them. You like to sleep alone. You
Thank
like to
you.
Have your alone
yes,
time.
I do.
And so it's going to be hard for you to, if you were to get into a relationship, you've got to learn how to say, okay, he's here, and I'm going to let him sleep in the bed.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny you should say that because the last guy was involved. He was my friend for a long time, and it was the breakup was horrific. I won't go into it. Maybe that's going to be another show about another topic, okay? It was horrific, but he was the guy
was
in my life
Mark,
during my husband's death.
Was it a Mark or a Mark or
Mark
Amy
is my son.
Life?
That Mark was my son that just died.
Okay, what about Amy?
Marcus.
Well,
Amy was my... Amy was my son, my other son that lives with me, his ex.
Oh.
You hit the nail on the head right there.
Well, those two names
wow.
came up for me, and I didn't know if those are the two names that I've been on hub with, and I thought, I was afraid.
Mark was my son. And how is Mark spelled, or how are you seeing it spelled?
I just said Mark, M-A-R-K.
No, it's M-A-R-C. Yeah, that was my son. That was my son.
Right, but some people might, even, okay, I've got, I know people's name is Marcus, they call it Mark. I just got the name Mark, so I can tell you. And the name,
yeah,
name
we called him, Mark. We called him Mark, but people
okay,
were surprised that his name was Marcus. Yeah, we called him
okay,
Mark.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So his name, y'all called him Mark. Okay.
Right.
Is there a heaven?
Now, can I ask you, can I stop you one question? So
yeah.
You've never been a medium, you've always had abilities, or what's the deal? I'd love to hear this.
Well, I don't know if you call them abilities or what, but my sister's name used to use me as a ghost magnet or ghost detector when I was little. I didn't know they
okay.
were doing it because I could tell people that if there was a ghost. And I began
yeah,
to
well,
see
I've
things.
Had it since I was 9, and I'm just developing at 60.
Yeah.
So I know the deal. I've afraid my whole friggin' life of it.
But I've had premonition, like I saved my dog one time from drowning because I heard the puppy cry. I rarely do this, to be honest with you, unless it's at my house.
I'm loving it. I'm loving
lot.
It because you're good. You're good, girlfriend. You're good.
Was there a Heather around you?
A Heather?
It's a yeah. If there's no,
yes.
No. Oh, there he is. There's a no.
Actually, my husband's cousin's daughter is Heather, and a friend of my daughter's name was Heather, who just recently contacted me on Facebook.
Who, the Heather did?
Yeah. Yeah, the friend of
okay.
my daughter's, yep.
She just contacted. The thing is, the reason I say that is I want it to be pretty close because if it's like a childhood friend or something like that or somebody, a cousin you ain't seen in years, that's not connected. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
If
my husband's cousin's
long.
Daughter is Heather also. It's another Heather. That was my husband's cousin's daughter, yes.
Okay, well,
and they're both on my Facebook.
Jeff. Okay.
And Jeff is my husband's cousin, too. On that same, actually, Jeff is the uncle to Heather. Jeff is an uncle to Heather.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
But there are two other Jeffs that I know of.
Right.
Well, actually, I know a few Jeffs.
Talking about one.
Okay.
You were thinking about dating one, right? A Jeff. So I'm going to go with that, too.
Well, actually,
okay.
There's one that I was thinking about dating that I was talking to, and there's another one that I think likes me. That because of his situation, I don't know. But, yeah, I've always kind of liked him.
mm-hmm.
But given his situation, I don't think I could get involved. But
you
what are you
to,
seeing
whenever,
with this?
I don't. All I can tell you is that how you are. I don't know. I mean,
well, you just told me about the
with
sleeping
you.
Thing, too. I love cuddling. I love having somebody next to me. But, yeah, I do. There are times in my marriage, I slept on the couch a lot. There are times in all my relationships that I've been in since. I've been in a couple serious relationships since my husband and my breakup. And, yeah, I would get yelled at. It's like, why are you sleeping over there? Why aren't you sleeping with me? Yeah, you're right about that.
Right,
even my one that I split 7 months ago.
It was not against them. It was because you needed your alone time. You needed time to be alone so you can think. That's the time.
Hell yeah. You got that one for
sure. Also, water calms you.
I live right on the river.
About
I have a beach. I live on the beach. My home is on a
wow.
beach. I'm right on the Hudson River. Actually, I was a victim last year to Hurricane Sandy and had to live in a hotel for 6 months till the repairs. My house isn't totally done yet. I'm back in. I'm still without a living room. Everything else is done. And I live right on the water. I have my own beach. We have our own boat dock. Yes, you're right about that. And I love
and
the
so,
river. Yes.
And when you get upset, you go to the water, don't you?
Don't have to.
When
I live right on it. It's my front yard.
Well, this one's right. This one's
but always did.
Though,
always
you,
did.
Water
was always a big
you.
Thing. Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have survived the past few years with my husband and son's death 9 months apart without being on the river because this is my fourth book. I have my second one coming out in a couple weeks because I told you I'm a writer. I have a bestseller out right now as of a year ago on Amazon called Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug about my life. And my second one's coming out. I reversed my second and third. My second was my poetry book, ready to go to print. Okay, within a couple weeks. My third one is more details about how my family's come to me, what have you, the rest of my story. And my fourth one is about Hurricane Sandy, which is I was a victim and survivor. I almost lost my life that night. Yep. I almost lost my other son, dog, boyfriend, everything that night. I had 3 feet of water come through my house. And I was crippled at the time from my MS.
From your
you
MS?
Know, I have MS. Yeah,
my
I have MS, and
MS.
I... Really? Wow, connection again.
Yeah.
Connection.
Yeah.
You know, was it you that lost somebody February 2nd?
Yeah, and the other lady.
Yeah,
her,
save another connection.
Uncle, yeah, her
do
uncle
I have what?
Tommy, that was my brother, Tommy. The other lady you were talking to, her uncle was named Tommy, that was my
Well, guess
my
what?
Brother,
the guy that I just split up with after seven months ago, his name was Tommy also. Mm-hmm. And my husband's middle name was Thomas. We have Tommy connections here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question, being that you're doing this, because I think you're good. You're good, girlfriend.
So there a Jackson
you're a lot better than you
think.
A Jackson?
Or Jack.
You're not going to believe this, but I moved. I just moved before here. The road that my husband and I, we both lived on the same road after we split a block apart. We lived on Jackson
uh-huh.
Street.
That
was my address.
It could be a state. Just like how a while ago you were from like George.
Right.
And I thought it could be Georgia.
Right.
And when I
no, that was the name of my
Jackson.
Road. No,
yeah.
It was the name of my road.
Okay.
I lived on Jackson Street. My husband lived on one corner.
Okay.
I lived on the other. Wow, you're really good. Really
no,
good.
Wish,
I'm loving
I,
this.
I wish I could tell. I cannot tell the future. That's the only thing. The problem is I cannot tell the
no,
future.
No, that's fine. You know what? Most mediums can't. I mean, being that I have abilities, I don't predict the future either. There's certain things I did that something that I'm actually working with other mediums to get rid of about the future that I'd never like. That's probably why I haven't practiced since I developed this at 9 after being very ill. My abilities, I hated it. And I was just informed a couple months ago by a medium friend of mine, I don't have to have that part. I don't like it. It's kind of foretelling the future in a way. I didn't like it. I don't want that. As far as feelings for people, reading other people that have crossed over, yeah. I didn't realize how much I had that gift until recently. And that's okay. Don't feel bad about not wanting to tell the future or that you don't, because most mediums don't. You know, there's different categories, you know.
One of the best things that I've ever done when I was online one time and I was talking to a girl in a chat room or something,
mm-hmm.
and she was asking me to read for her. And I got names for her, and I told her, this is what I told her, I said, you're either trying to start a family or get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you're the psychic, you tell me. I said, well, I don't know. I could
mm-hmm.
say this, and I gave her a name, so I did you. Couldn't have found
mm-hmm.
out she was pregnant. And the
really?
She had kids, and her, yeah, she was pregnant. And the guy.
Did she know she was pregnant? Her
boyfriend,
or?
Yes, this is, I was going to tell you, the thing is, I told you, start a family or get a divorce. She was thinking about aborting the baby, and I
mm-hmm.
gave her a cousin's name, and I didn't
mm-hmm.
know her cousin corresponded. I said, well, does that cousin have kids? She said, no. I said, don't abort the baby. Give the baby to the cousin. So I think I
mm-hmm.
saved the baby from being, because she said, I didn't even think about that. I said, well, but that cousin can't have babies. She, you know, what is one woman
mm-hmm.
wants that, you know, they can't have is a child. And I read one
right.
time with this girl, and the thing is, she's in love with a priest. And I don't know how I got even a priest in his name.
She was in love with a priest?
And I told her I got a priest, and I told her his name. I think his name was Ted? Theodore. I said, this is Theodore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name
mm-hmm.
was, and I didn't know that she was even any part of, you know. I said, his name is Theodore, but I guess the name Ted. She says, yeah. I said, I get religion
mm-hmm.
around him. Nunnery.
Wow.
She tells me he's
wow.
a priest.
Wow.
But
let me ask
the
you a question. What are you getting from, tell me if you're getting anything from my situation, from my former, I'm not going to tell you what happened. Like I said, that's going to be another
head?
Show. The guy that I was with, we've been split just 7 months. He was my friend for years. We were buddies. We were lovers. We were, and then we were in a committed relationship
for
the past few years.
Did
he
take advantage of you? Yep. He took advantage of you.
And he did something
like,
really bad. I had to put him in jail.
Huh?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he ended
okay.
up, well, he ended up hurting me at the end, but we went through the hurricane together, my son's death, my husband's death. He was a very good person in many, many, many ways, but he had mental issues, okay? And he did something because of drinking. Yeah, very good manipulator, yep. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Yep. The thing is, he's missing, and nobody knows where he is.
Oh, wow. Well, this
he's
is,
missing.
I don't know if this is so. This is what I get, that he, like you thought that he didn't, that y'all were like had the same amount of money. It's like he had money put back and was not letting you have, or not letting you know about it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, there's something going on. Yeah, there was money that he had, yeah, but it wasn't able to be touched at the moment. But while he was in jail after what he did to me, his mother died. And from what I hear, he didn't get anything. But he got out of jail with nowhere to go and no money, and I'm wondering, where is he? Is he in the hospital? Because he did have issues.
Oh, I don't know.
And he would need, did he leave the state? Do you get a feeling where he is, or state?
Oh, no.
Is he still in New York?
What about a nursing home?
A nursing home? He's young. He's 49 years old.
Don't matter. That's the only thing I came to my mind is nursing home.
A nursing home.
And I don't know.
He could be, I'm feeling because of, I won't go into detail, that he could have went from jail into a facility to get the help he needs. That's maybe why you're seeing a nursing home. So that's what you're feeling?
Okay, if he's got mental issues, all right?
Yes, he does.
And if he's got, he gets a check each month. And if he can't afford to live somewhere, where do they go? They go to a nursing home. They will take their check for them to stay there, and they give them so much money to get cigarettes each month.
No, I know. I happen to be a nurse. I had my own nursing business for years. I know the routine.
Right,
I did geriatric care. But he wouldn't – I couldn't see him in a nursing home. I kind of, in a way, found out he went to a shelter for a little bit. But because of medication he need and his doctor retired and not having the money, he would have to get into somewhere to get the help he needs to get to his medication. So that's why we feel maybe –
Is he on drugs, though?
No, he was on a medication to help his mental. Yeah. But he, he needed more than that. That wasn't doing it. You know, he had bigger issues than what he was on.
I really
he did do drugs when he was young, younger guy. But, I'm sorry?
I've seen guys, when my dad was in a nursing home, I've seen guys that was younger than me in there. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's the first thing that came to my brain.
A nursing home.
That's why I kind of laughed at, you know, what, a little nursing home? I don't know. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Do
and
you feel that he
left?
Do you think he's left the state or is still in New York?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't feel anything toward that?
How I do mine is the first word or the thing that comes to brain, I say it. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And that's why.
No,
I
know. I do
if
the
I
same thing. I know the deal. Like even with the names,
right.
You know, like what I did with the girl with the. I saw cars. I saw antique cars, and then it all came into the loop. The uncle died of fire. Antique cars, and then the only thing that she's got that she carries with her father's license, which is the only thing found in this burning fire. That's where the link is there.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
think
so
she
that made
Georgia
sense.
Connection too. When you said George,
well, you know,
I'm thinking,
she was on the line, but she's
connection.
Off the line now. So and she'll call back because I'm gonna I can do my show 7 days a week. They're telling me, which I got other things to do. I'm gonna be doing at least one show a week, maybe two, of 2 hour shows with call ins and what have you, and questions and all kinds of topics relating to mediumship and to life after death.
Is there a Martha around you?
A Martha?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Okay, that's one. After three, I quit, and it's because I'm not connected, okay? That's all it is.
Okay.
All
right, now, Martha, I don't know any Martha. I knew one Martha in my life, and she actually was on MTV and a radio show personality that went to my church. She's pretty well known, matter of fact, Martha Quinn. She went to my church, and she's been on MTV for years, you know, but she did start out on radio. Maybe that's a correlation between me being on radio now and her being on radio and that I knew her, you know? That could be.
Could be.
That would
I don't
make
know.
Sense.
I mean, I didn't. Yeah, the radio.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to say all that and connected it that way, I'd have told you no.
say that again, I'm sorry?
So you feel, okay, if you had not told me that she'd been on the radio and MTV, and now that you're on the, in other words, you made the connection that she was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and she's well-known. I mean, she's well-known all over the United States. Martha Quinn from MTV. Yeah, and actually, I was her Sunday school teacher. So, yeah. And she grew up in the town next to me. Yep. Yeah. So there was a connection there with Martha. So that's connection to my radio show. What do you think? I feel like this will be a success. I'm feeling good about this. I'm comfortable with it. kind of happened by a fluke. Wasn't with all my other jobs right now that I'm doing for someone who's retired, you know, writing books and the foundation and a lot of other things that I'm doing. I didn't think I was going to be doing a radio show this week. This all happened in the past week, but I'm comfortable with it. It's something that I've been wanting to do because it will also help promote my other work, you know, and my good deeds and my foundation and what have you. So, but I'm feeling good about it. Very positive.
This is his outer name, but Tammy?
Jamie?
No, Tammy.
All right, I know.
T-A-M-M-Y.
I know a Tammy. She was a friend of my daughter's, and she serves in the armed forces. Yeah, she's not. She was on my Facebook. I don't know. I've got like 1,000 people on my regular. I have many pages.
Oh,
my,
Lord, you're not guilty of the gamut, and you probably know everybody.
No, well, yeah. No, her name, actually, there's two Tammys, two friends of my daughter's that are on there named Tammy, and one just contacted me about 3 months ago. Two friends of hers named Tammy. And who's been, like, looking, she's been liking, up until about a month ago, liking everything I seem to do on my Facebook, hitting the like button. Which kind of funny because I haven't seen her since the 80s.
Oh.
Hmm. So you're right on the money with that one also.
Well, let me see if I can think of something. I mean, like I said, whatever comes to my brain. And sometimes it's
go for it. We still have half an hour more show. I have, you know, 1,000 people on my Facebook, and you're my only caller right now. So, yay me, you know. So what else do you feel? I don't know who
what
else
about
is listening.
Donnie?
That was my husband and my son.
Donnie?
My husband's name was Don was my husband. And Donnie is my son in South Carolina, North Carolina. My son,
you
I just got
where?
Off the phone with him at North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, well,
yep.
Usually a Donnie, their name are Donnie or Don, they, like your husband, he will put his name as Don. You know,
my husband was called Don. Okay, to be honest with you, my husband is called Don, and my
mm-hmm.
son, we always call him Donnie with the IE at the end. Yep.
Is
I mean, Ray is my son's godfather who was just at my house trying to fix my furnace a week ago when it broke. He owns a business. That was my son's dad's godfather, Ray.
Okay. I thought maybe it was a middle name, Donnie Ray.
No, Donnie has a weird middle name, my father's name, that my father hated his own name, and I gave it to my son for his middle name, and he hates me to this day for it, because it's not a name, not a common name, not a common name.
Yeah, okay.
Nope. You're good, lady. You are good. You're good. I'm loving it. You know, here I'm thinking I'm going to do all the talking here, and now I'm getting a reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that you need to do is you got to be, which I think you do have control over, is that you've got to be careful not to overdrink, overwork,
right.
Overindulge
okay.
in life's pleasures.
Yeah, why not?
Because
know.
If you were, okay.
No, I
because
do know that. I know
have,
that.
Right. Well, you could have, like, if you had started out younger drinking, you could have very easily became an alcoholic.
I was an alcoholic. I drink it on occasion now, but I during my menopause, I was,
mm-hmm.
I would say, pretty much an alcoholic, yes. Unfortunately, I don't have to have it, but during my menopause, I write about my menopausal breakdown in my book, and it caused me to have an accident in that car we were talking about with the dream catcher. I had an accident, a DWI. I never had a traffic ticket until I was 53 years old. It was after my sister's death, and I hit a parked truck and almost got killed. In that car with a dream catcher, and it caused a lot of problems for me. So social drinking here and there, yes. Drinking, driving, no. Going out to bar, I used to, you know, that was, I used to go vent in bars. I don't do it. If I stop in once in a blue moon, they're lucky to say hi. And I stop in a local one that people I went to school with own and whatever, just to say hi, and that's it. I'll have one glass of wine, I'm out of there, you know? But I did, there was alcoholism in my family, and I have to honestly say that, yes, I was a, let me put it this way, a temporary alcoholic. Yes, I was. Yes,
but
I was.
But you learned.
Didn't know it at
I'm
the time.
I'm saying that you learn not to overindulge. If I'm saying that if you,
mm-hmm.
you were to start overindulging again, you can go back into that phase. And
no,
was,
I know that. No.
Right.
That was
That's
no
what
good.
I'm telling you.
It was no good. And
like
getting rid of
that.
the situation I was in with the boyfriend, he was an alcoholic. He was an alcoholic.
Right.
On top of his other issues. That was a big... And since he's been gone I mean, if I bought a 5-liter box of wine in the house, that would have been done in hours with him. If I got a drink out of it, he was an alcoholic.
I know you say you vent, whatever about, you know, the children and your spouse. But the thing is, if you're doing that, there's something that, like, whenever you do get into it with, like, say, a friend.
Well, I can't really hear you. It's kind of garbled now.
Okay.
Can you talk on the phone a little better? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Better?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm on the cell phone. I know that you said that you've been a lot about your children, you know, but this is what I say about you with, like, around friends. Like, say if you're around somebody and they made you mad. Not about the kids, but they just made you mad. You've got, you usually don't say a whole lot to them. You just kind of like shut the door to them, and they don't even know that the door's shut. Say, don't even
In other words, there's a friend that's in my life that I kind of shut a door to a lot?
That you, whenever, just anybody, like if you really get mad at somebody, you don't really, it's not the like some people want to sit there.
Like I won't tell them where to go, I'll just say, see ya.
Yeah.
Like I'll just stop talking to them.
And you shut the door, and then the people will come back around and say, well, how are you doing, Peggy? And you're like, I'm okay, but they don't even know that you shut the door because they couldn't pick up on it. But you
You're
just
stupid.
Slammed it.
Yeah, I have done that. I've done that. And before I allowed a lot of people in my life that shouldn't have been in my life, I've actually very recently in the past few years, mostly since my son's death, I had a rude awakening to a lot of people, and I don't take crap anymore. And I don't allow people to walk on me. I do not... people are very shocked by me because they think it's like my boyfriend used to make fun of me, the old Peggy and the new Peggy. There is a new Peggy, the real Peggy.
Right.
And the real Peggy is going to speak up for herself. Even though I'm very outspoken, I'm not taking nobody's crap anymore. You pissed me off. You're going to kind of know it, but in a roundabout way. I ain't going to talk to you.
Exactly.
I ain't going to hang out with
you.
Right.
You don't tell them. You don't come out and tell them completely. It's like you just, like, roll your eyes, and you're like, I'm done, and you shut that door, and you might see that person.
I've done it to several.
And you'd be thinking, huh? You're like, huh? But you're going
like,
on
what
the
are you, like, hello, wake up. Don't you realize what I'm doing? Yes, you got me.
But they don't realize
you've got
it.
Pegged.
They
you've
not.
Got peg pegged, totally pegged. You really do. You have
but
me pegged.
They don't even realize it, and you're, like, thinking, I wish that person would not come up and talk to me because they didn't shut the door, and they can't get it through their head. But once you shut that door, it's shut. It is shut.
You're right. I think a lot of people are very shocked by my attitude because they're like, well, we know you. No, you know. You know, the unfortunate thing, I've always had, I would say, a lot of acquaintances. I wouldn't even say friends. You know, I was always kind of popular and always allowed people to kind of walk on me and, you know, took it with a grain of salt and went home and got pissed off or whatever. Now I'm not really saying things to people. Like, they try to get under my skin and it's like, whatever. Like, I don't let people... piss me off anymore, you know?
Yeah,
I get angry, upset with them, but I do not allow them to, it's not about win or losing, but they're not going to get under my skin anymore. You know, it's like, it's your
you
problem,
let them
see you.
You're
exactly.
Right.
You know what? You don't know me. Basically, what I'm telling people, you don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. I owe you nothing. I've had a lot of people that, you know, they'll do something and then throw it in your face and they forget everything that I've done for them. And I've had a lot of issues with that. And I feel like this is your talk show. I'm loving it. You're making me very comfortable. So this is good.
Did you I know you said your son lives, or is it son lives with you, but it seems that one time you might have had your in-laws live with you. Like your husband's brothers, sisters, or whatever?
Living with me? My brother-in-law was 13 when my husband died, actually from Agent Orange, 40 years after Vietnam. And we were neighbors. Our fathers worked together. Mothers were friendly. The younger brother was 13, 10 years younger than him. We weren't dating at the time. But when my mother-in-law died long before she was my mother-in-law, she died at 50. My brother-in-law, my mother took him on under the wings, and my brother-in-law was like another brother before I even started dating his brother and stayed with us. Yes, my brother-in-law. And he lived with us, spent the weekends at the house, ate. Spent a lot of time at my house. Yes, my husband's brother, his only brother. Not mother and father-in-law, though.
was it any tensions or anything later on?
Any what?
Tensions.
Tensions, stress?
T-E-N-S-I-N.
Tension?
Yeah, stress.
Yeah, tension.
Yeah,
there's a lot
on.
Of tension. He has issues. Yeah, there's issues right now that he doesn't know that I know about. He's still alive. And something that I do know that he did that he has no clue that I know it after my father-in-law died. Yeah. Yep.
Right. That's what
yep.
I got. Like you had like in-laws or somebody living with you. And it, even though that your family took care of him, but there's tensions through that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
he was always,
kind of,
he had issues himself, and he still does. A lot of people know that. But they don't know the whole story, what I know, you know? And
right, and because
and
of this,
it's,
you don't want anybody to live with you that's family. You don't want to sit there and bring in a niece or bring in somebody to try to take care of because you know where it can go wrong because you give it
mm-hmm.
a stand.
Yeah, I over the years, I had four natural children, but I probably help raise at least 15 other kids, friends of my kids' friends.
There we go.
I've taken people in over the years, yes. I have a lot
That's
of kids that
I
call me mom. People would say to me, like, how many kids do you have? I'm like, yeah, they're my kids. They weren't my natural born, but I don't think people realize that my husband and I, we did take other kids under our wings sometimes. We had one kid living with us for 13 months. And the other day, you know, he's like, you're still my second mom. His mom's still alive, but you're still like my second mom. There's many out there that, I took other children, and probably at least 15 over the years.
You don't feel like you were sometimes taken advantage of, though, or that you're...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because my husband was very laid back and whatever. You know, I kind of ruled the roost because I'm a very strong personality, and he kind of went with it. And... And anything goes type of things, you know, whatever Peg says, you know, not that I was trying to control anything, that wasn't it. I have a soft spot in my heart and my head, okay? And sometimes the soft spot in my head overruled the heart, and I took kids in that, you know, had issues, drug issues. They got thrown out because of drug issues. I took kids in that were drinkers. I took kids in that... mother, father, whatever, passed, and you know the other parent was dating and didn't have time for them. So I did a lot of that. Yes, over the years, many years, and a lot of my friends still don't know about that until recently. Facebook, and they're saying like, "Oh my God, I didn't know you did that." Yeah, well, it wasn't like for a pat on the back. I did it because I did it because I wanted to help these kids. You know,
right?
So you're right about that. And my brother-in-law happened to be one of them, but my mother did
right.
That. Yep, long before I dated his brother.
Is there Brad or Bradley around you?
Brad is another one of my husband's cousins on that side of the family. You mentioned Heather before, right? You mentioned Jeff and Brad. They're all cousins on my husband's side, on his father's side. Yep.
Well,
yep.
Trying to figure out, well, why Brad then?
The why? Brad, I don't even really know that well. I've seen him a few times, but I don't know him that well.
There's not no tension with Brad then?
Not really. No, I don't know him that well. The only thing is...
Let's say that's a no then.
I'm sorry?
Because let's say that's a no connect then.
Yeah.
If I get a name, I want it to really connect somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you really don't see him. You really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There is no tension. There is no situation going on around him at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Actually, you
know
what? Years ago, in between the couple serious relationships I got into, I hung out with a guy named Brad, and I had a lot of fun with him. Actually, probably 10 years ago, I was around my. Actually, I went out with him for my 50th birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he actually, this is when I was drinking. He got me so drunk, I got thrown out of the bar. That's how bad it was. And I just recently went back there 10 years later because I love karaoke. And I just went back there very recently because I just wanted to go to karaoke one night. And ironically, it was the second time the night that my breakup happened with the boyfriend, we were at karaoke at that place. That was the first time I went back there after 10 years with Brad. I wasn't with Brad then, but he was the last person before my boyfriend that I went there. I got thrown out the time with him, and then the thing happened with me and my boyfriend with the breakup that night. That's kind of funny you would say that. There's a connection there. It's to the karaoke place. Yep. Yeah, and the guy that runs the karaoke show happened to be very good friends and used to work with my daughter when they were younger, my only daughter that passed. So there is a connection.
Well, that's something. I've not even got her name yet.
My daughter? Well, you got my son's
name.
She's a tough nut to crack, that one. She's her mother's, well, both those kids were their mother's children.
Is she a Sarah?
That's my mother.
Sarah
is my mother and my niece. My niece is Sarah, my brother's daughter, and my mother was Sarah. And my aunt, my dad's sister was a Sarah. My mother, my niece, and my aunt are all Sarahs.
Oh, I'm going to go with your mother because I was trying to get close to you. I was trying to come up with your daughter's name.
Probably. Maybe mom. Because all the times that I've been read by other mediums, my mother never seems to come through. There was always a lot of... my mom had issues, and there was always a lot of jealousy of me. I reminded her very much of her mother, who was very outgoing. My mother was an introvert, wasn't real popular. She's not a bad person, but she had some crazy issues. I won't go into it.
She was laid back. She didn't want to cover her hair.
Oh, well, see, yeah, both my parents were quite old when they had me. I was one of six, number five of six. There was actually 20 years between my older brother and my youngest brother, same parents. I was number five of those six. So by the time they got around to me, I can remember my mother's telling me that, you know, she basically was had it. She had it. I kind of raised myself in it.
Was she the type that, like, didn't, like, you know how some women, they don't try to color their hair. They age, you know, normal.
My mother was she was a heavy woman, beautiful woman. And no, my mother was not into makeup. My mother was a natural beauty. My mother did not wear makeup.
She didn't care about dyeing her hair.
She wore ragged underwear. My dad worked two jobs. We had the best shoes, you know, her feet were important. I remember that woman going around and holes in her underwear. Yes, you're right, and a house dress. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was my mother.
A house dress, yeah. Okay, like you just said, she would make sure, you said your brother, like, when it came to school clothes for y'all, she wanted, you know, back then jeans were, like, for people that's poor people, she wanted her son to wear, like, dress pants. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't really, you know, that wasn't seem like a big factor, you know, we didn't have my dad worked hard, and there were six kids, but we didn't have a lot, but it didn't, I don't know so much about that, you know.
You didn't wear, like, dresses, like jumper dresses and such?
Who, my mom? My mother never wore pants.
Yeah, you.
My mother
you.
Was. Oh, me?
No, you. Did she not, like, between jumpers and dresses instead of
pants?
In other words, dress you like a girl.
yeah, I was her baby doll. Yeah, I would say when I was a baby, I was her little, I was her baby doll, you know? She did dress me up a lot. The banana curls in the hair and the, you know, and whatever, and, you know, wanted to enter me in beauty contests and all that kind of garbage. Yep, I was her little baby doll. And I remember pictures seeing I've lost a lot because of Hurricane Sandy and other things in my life, a lot of my memories. But I remember the pictures and always had the little dresses on me and the fancy shoes and the fancy socks. And, yeah, she did. I was the little baby doll and, you know, yep.
Is there a Megan around you?
That's my daughter.
Huh?
You just hit.
I see her.
Meg is my daughter.
I kept thinking,
my daughter is Meg.
Daughter
you said Mark, and now you got my daughter. You got
Megan.
My mother, you got my son. Actually, it wasn't Megan. Her name was Margaret, like mine, and we called her Meg, but my last name is Anisi.
Meg.
And people thought her name was Megan because it was Meg Anisi. It was never Megan. I used to get mad because, no, it's not Megan, it's Meg. It was a nickname for Margaret.
Well,
my mother-in-law was Margaret,
so
Marge, I'm Peg. Yep, you just got my daughter. Yep, you are great. You need to start doing this. You need to start doing this for a living, my friend. You're good.
It doesn't
good.
Happen. Look, the thing is, it just only happens. It doesn't happen like this all the time. It doesn't. Now,
No, I know, because with my readings, too, it just comes. You know, people think you hear things in your ears, like this little person whispering in your ear. You know, it's not. All of a sudden, things come out of my mouth like, holy crap, like, where is this coming from, you know? But go ahead. You were saying something about a hospital?
Well, the thing is that I'm really shocked that I didn't get enough no's, because usually I stop after three no's because it means that I'm not connecting. I did it again at the hospital. My brother had lupus. He's passed away. He passed away 28 days after my brother. Yeah. And I was at the hospital when he had his,
I said, oh, gosh.
Got his leg amputated, and I was praying for him and such, and this was a Catholic hospital. So I went down to the gift store, and there's this little white woman, and she was, like, looking at the stuff, and I looked at the stuff, and something just told me to ask her if she was up for a reading. We went outside, and I was trying to get her husband, and I said I saw fire. And anyways, long story short, I gave her the girl's name was her niece and the boyfriend's name. And what came to find out, the girl was pregnant. The guy didn't want to marry her. She took a can of gasoline, set herself on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Up on the burn unit. I couldn't get a note from that woman. She drug me all the way up to the eighth or ninth floor, whatever, how tall it was, to the burn unit.
Wow.
I could not get a note out of her. I gave her her preacher's name, and she carried me all the way up there. I mean, every now and then, I can't get a no with somebody, and you and her is one of them. But there's times.
Well,
you did a
phenomenal job with me, because there wasn't one name that you didn't mention, including the three cousins on my father-in-law's side, which Heather's not is unusual, and Brad is not that unusual of a name, and Jeff. Yeah, there are three Jeffs. The one I was going to date gave him the high road because he did something stupid. It's a long story. There's another one and a cousin, you know. But the one I think you're bringing through is the one that's, I got a good idea why. Got a really good, it's not my
husband's
cousin.
Well, the two that really got to me is that because I realized that I got your son's name, Mark.
Right.
Pretty much off the bat. And then I told you, I've never got your daughter's name yet. And then I told you, Sarah, which is your mother. And I was trying to think of your daughter's name, and then the Megan came out. That's the
story
right there that got me.
Yeah, it was like just M-E-G. Like I said, you know, contact me on my Facebook page. You haven't gone on the Facebook page, right? You'll see some of my stuff. I actually have pictures, too, of I have ghost pictures of my husband that came through in a ghost picture. I have a picture, clear as day, on a site I went on. You'll see. Look at my site. You're going to be amazed at some of the things I picked up on camera. I think a lot of people just thought I would have.
How do y'all get to your site? Is it posted on your Blog Talk?
On my what? Sorry?
Is your Facebook posted to Blog Talk so I can just click on the link there? Because I don't know your name.
You know what, to be honest with you, Bean, this is my first show. I don't know how it's connected. I think maybe. I'm not sure. I don't know. But just go.
What
you'll
is
see
last
my
name.
My last name is A-N-E-S-I, Anisi. But it's hyphenated now with my maiden name, which is IMM. So it's Peggy S like for Sam, which is not my middle name. You know, I sound like a Sam with this voice. Everybody's like, hold on, sir. I'm like, look it, I've birthed 10-pound kids. You better call me lady. You know, that's Peggy S, M-I-M-M, Anisi. And just, you know, and I have a few sites. I have my, like, a paranormal site or a sign site, like to my radio show, but it's not linked yet. I have my reading site for my angel card readings. I have my author site with my poetry. I have a few recipe sites. I have a few sites, but my main site, go to that. And if you want to get into any of my other sites, feel free to do it. And then I have my Wish Foundation site, too.
Never remember this. It's put the site on your thing, but I got one more name, and I got to stop. It's the name Beverly.
Oh, dear God Almighty. Beverly is the brother or sister to Brad, the other cousin, another cousin.
I'm
sitting there saying, same family.
I didn't even want to say. I'm like, my gosh, why have I got another name? And
Beverly and Brad are sister. Beverly and Brad are sister and brother, with the same last name as me. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But
that's the sister and brother, Beverly and Brad, and they're first cousins to my husband. And Heather's another, and Jeff's another. You got all my husband's cousins' name. Maybe that's my husband trying to go through. And Don. Don's my husband, probably trying to come through. You said Don.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Don, you got my husband's name. You got my daughter and son's name. You got their cousin, all his cousins' name. Well, all of his, he came from a big family, even though he was one of two. Both parents were one of nine. There were 18 aunts and uncles. Or the parents, so there were 16
aunts and uncles. What
about Mallory? Mallory is my son's friend, his ex, Amy, that you brought up before. Amy's best friend is Mallory.
Okay.
Amy's best friend is Mallory. And she was just at my house for my son's birthday in October. my son that lives with me, okay. Amy and Mallory. We're both here. Yep, you're good.
Okay.
You're real good. You are, because you're coming out with names nobody would think of. You know what I'm saying? It's, you're not just coming out with Richard or whatever. I mean, Beverly and Brad and Heather, and they're all connected. Not everybody has those connections, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes it makes me think, okay, I'd like to give you something else more tangible, like tell you what you got on.
Okay, there's been a recent, and
you
actually,
get on a Red,
you know, because I... Do I have a what? Rottweiler?
A red blouse. I said I'd like to see.
A red blouse.
If you get on a red blouse.
I have a pinkish. Right now I got a pinkish, but there was a red dress that my friend in my drinking days told me, she named me Lolita. Because when I was drinking and I had that red dress on, watch out. She actually named me that. Not that I did crazy. I just did crazy stuff. Crazy stuff in my drinking days that I look back and like, who the hell was that girl? Oh, my God. I would write a book about it, but I would not even dare.
I think we all thought better life and really...
I've already have, like, my first book is the outline of my life. And I got about, I have 10 more minutes of radio time, which I don't see any other callers, and I don't mind talking to you. But, you know, you got my name down. You'll see my name in it, the Peggy S. Amanisi. Go to Facebook, friend me,
I got to write that down because I can barely understand.
Okay.
It's Peggy S., I can say them?
Yes, Peggy S. is my middle name. Yes. My actual name is Margaret, and I hate to admit this. They call me Peggy Sue. It's a nickname. It's a joke. But my Peggy is for Margaret, my nickname. Like, my daughter Meg was for Margaret. My mother-in-law was Marge for Margaret. We were all Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, now say your last name again.
Okay. You would look under Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, middle initial S, like Sam. It's actually Shirley. I love my aunt who I was named her, but Margaret Shirley just doesn't do it for me. That's my real name.
Mm-hmm.
And my maiden name is I, as an imperial, Margarine. Don't fool Mother Nature. M-M, two M's, I-M-M. And then after that is my last name. My married name is A-N. A is an apple, N is a Nick, E is an Edward, S is in Sam, I. A-N-E-S-I. That's my name's on Facebook.
Okay, so it's I-N-E-S-I.
And in my book, my author. You can always look my
A-N-E-S-I.
You can Google my name. My book is worldwide, but I've been a bestseller on Amazon since it came out a year ago, December. And you look under that name. The book is Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug. It's still on the bestseller list. You can get a Kindle version for like $3.03 on it. It's pretty much my life story. Let me put it this way. It's the outline of my life story. My next book after the poetry one that's coming out is going to give details about things. But not about Lolita or the red dress or the drinking. No. That's nobody's book. No. That's in my head.
Hold on, Peggy. Can you pick something on me? I picked up on you.
I'm feeling Lori or Linda. Who's Lori or Linda? Friend?
No. Well,
relative.
No, there was a girl named Lori that I don't like.
I was just going to tell you it's someone that you really don't like. I wish you hadn't
really
said that because
like
that's what I was picking. Yeah, I know. I can feel it. I felt it. Mm-hmm. Can't stand her, actually.
No, I can't.
I know you don't. She's done a lot of stupid crap. I can't say. I don't know what I come out to say. I don't know if they'll bleep me out here, but yeah, she's done a lot of really dumb stuff, hasn't she?
Exactly, yes.
And hurt you. And very few people hurt you like this girl's hurt you.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling her, Lori. Yeah, that's the first I said before Linda, but I was seeing Lori. Yep. I don't know the details, but it's been a long, long road with her. And kind of like the same way like you told me about the getting rid of people in your life and they're not really getting it. But she thinks that she's going to be part of this and make your life miserable. And she's tried to. And that's because she's jealous. She's jealous.
She can't. Exactly.
She's jealous of a relationship?
Little girl next door, I was friends with her, and she just wanted to be friends to her virus. I don't know. She's crazy.
Yeah, she's very, very jealous. Lori wants to be you. And Lori will do anything she can to take your power away from you. And she can't. She's trying. She's trying, but she can't. And she's very extremely jealous of you. She wants to be you. And there's no way that she's anything like you. You know?
Absolutely.
She wants to take over. She wants to take over your life. Your life may not be, like, wonderful, but she wants your life. Not in, like, she's going to do something to you, but just psychologically, she wants to be you. You know? She wants to screw with your head because she wants to take away from you because she wishes she could be more like you. Am I right?
Because she knows I read, and she tries to read, and I don't know.
She what?
She tries to read, and she knows I read, and I don't know. She's just weird.
Well, yeah, I felt that. When I said friend, I meant like around you, like a friend, but not really a friend. But she thinks she's your friend, you know.
Know
but she doesn't really want to be a friend. She wants to just get close to you because she wants whatever you have. She would take the pennies off your eyes. You got to watch her, huh?
Oh yeah, she's not allowed.
Yeah, she would take the pennies off your eye when you're laid out. I'm telling you.
She would go.
She would try.
To church, and then she'd go and steal. No, she'd go and steal from. Somebody's garden and go to a church, get on her knees and pray, like, I'm sorry. I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah, hypocrite. I feel that. She's not
exactly.
A good person. She's not a good person. No, I felt that about her. That's the first thing I picked up with you. Yeah. Well, I hit that one on the head, huh? Unfortunately, you know, I mean, I'll be doing another show probably next Monday. I may do one over the weekend. I'm not sure yet because I'm still, you know, going through the preliminaries of it all, you know, because I have a lot of, you know, mostly. Okay. Well, that's another coincidence. You're not working today. There's a reason. There's a reason.
Exactly.
It's not coincidence. You weren't meant to work today, you know. And you're again. What state are you in again?
Alabama.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because the other lady, she was from North Carolina, where my son is, but she really didn't know his town. But. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're from. I'm just trying to get who's who, where, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but we have about, let's see, what do we have? I have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to say you picked up on?
No.
I'll tell you.
My brain kicked.
That's fine. You did real good. You did real good. I'm glad you called because I didn't get as many responders as I thought. I think a lot of people maybe have just tuned in to see, oh, is this real? Is she really doing this? Or what's she up to now, you know? So it's kind of like I'm glad you were on the opening show, and we got many more to come and a lot of topics along.
Oh, this is your first show?
This is my very first one. Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, at least you had somebody
and
call
you made
in
it easy. How did you find out about me? Through the blog radio post, or how did you find out?
Yeah, I googled the blog talk, and it said you're catching. I thought, well, let me just go in here and listen to this. I hadn't planned on talking. I didn't hit the one to be in the queue.
Well, let me ask you something. What caught your eye about it? The spirituality or what I posted?
Yeah, what you posted about just
losing my children? Or?
I mean, about everything, just. I thought, well, it might be good to hear mm-hmm. people call in and talk about their grief and stuff. And I saw you said psychics or mediums call in, but I promise you, I didn't plan on doing that at all.
No,
I just planned on calling
in
and listening to be honest.
There's a bigger power than us that make us do things. Trust me. I had no idea a week ago that I'd be doing this radio show either. It just happened, and someone I had talked to on another radio show 8 months ago told me within 8 months I would be doing a motivational speaking, being on the stage. They saw me on a show like Oprah. Well, I don't think I compare to Oprah because I'm better. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But sorry, Oprah. I think this is the beginning to some of the other things that I have in the works right now.
Right.
Okay, I'm down to 90 seconds.
I'm
so glad you called in.
Thank you.
Watch for my post, get on my Facebook, and to all my other caller, thank you so much, and call me back with the next show, and I'll keep you posted when my shows are coming up and what the topics will be. All right?
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You have a great night now, and thank you for your reading.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right. I would like to thank everyone that tuned in for my show, and I don't know how many of you have. Hope you liked our topics and found a new medium here. She's pretty good. She wasn't really a medium, but she had pegged. So anyhow, look for my post. See when my next talk show's on. We'll be discussing a lot of topics, talking about my work, my new books, any questions if you've read the book, if you want the book. It's on Amazon.com, easiest way to find it. Kindle versions, like a little over $3. You can read about my life or, you know, the outline of my life, and we'll go from there. So you all have a great night, and thank you for listening. This is Peggy Amanisi calling, you know, hanging up. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.